Greetings. My name is Vince Williams. I'm the president and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council. The hashtag BuyDiverse podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, provides a voice to minority-owned businesses and entrepreneurs, as well as to corporations seeking to meet their diversity, equity, and inclusion goals strategically and intentionally. Hear the stories of certified minority-owned businesses and learn about their journeys, challenges, best practices, and successes. Also, discover Chicago MSDC's robust offerings to support business owners with certification, advocacy, connecting, and developing. Founded in 1968, Chicago MSDC is the premier organization that advances business opportunities for its certified Asian, Black, Hispanic, and Native American entrepreneurs. Contact us at www.chicagomsdc.org or buydiverse.net. This is Vince Williams, President and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, and you're listening to hashtag BuyDiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC. What you can expect from our podcast, firsthand success stories, business opportunities that are within the pipeline, best practices, advocacy, mentorship, how and why companies should join us. All on WGN. So welcome to hashtag BuyDiverse by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Our guest today is Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas is project director for the MBDA, Minority Business Development Agency Business Center here in Chicago. As project director, Dave helps MBEs develop solid business relationships with corporations and government agencies and oversees the daily operations of the center. Dave's career began in 1980 when he started working as a clerk at BP Oil, formerly Amoco. After a few years, he began working as a draftsman in BP's marketing engineering department as a CAD draftsman. In 2000, Dave became the supplier diversity manager for an alliance partnership between BP Oil Company and Lendlease, one of the world's largest construction management companies. This partnership was responsible for the design and construction of all BP Oil gas stations throughout North America. He oversaw the supplier diversity program for this partnership, which ran from 2000 until 2006. In November of 2006, Dave became the supplier diversity manager at Nicor Gas, the natural gas utility for Northern Illinois. In this role, he helped Nicor to achieve unprecedented levels of supplier diversity performance, which resulted in him receiving the Anders C. Rasmussen Award as Supplier Diversity Manager of the Year in 2008. Dave Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vince. That was awesome. I didn't realize that was so interesting.
Outstanding. Phenomenal. So again, thank you for joining us on hashtag BuyDiverse. Can you tell us about your role as a project director at the Minority Business Development Agency, what that includes, and who it is that you help?
Sure. The MBDA Business Center, you know, we sort of have two main functions. The first is to help to create business relationships between minority businesses and private sector and public sector buying organizations, such as many of the corporations who are members of the MSDC and many of the local government agencies. We also assist minority businesses with getting access to capital, directing them to sources of funding, whether it's business loans or lines of credit or bonding on construction projects or things of that nature. So those are sort of our two primary functions. To me, of course, the most important being the building of those business relationships with corporations and the minority business community.
Outstanding. So you serve as a conduit and a connector, if you will, for these minority businesses to these financial institutions, access to capital, but as well as providing the technical assistance that that business entrepreneur or owner may require in nurturing these relationships.
That's exactly right. In fact, conduit is probably the perfect word to use there. I often refer to supplier diversity professionals as conduits within their corporations to help provide a path, if you will, into the opportunities to do business with these corporations. So, yes, being a conduit to help provide those opportunities is a primary function of the MBDA Business Center.
Outstanding. And so I know that we work very closely together, so the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council and the MBDA Center. Can you tell me how you reach out to your clients? How do they learn about you to take advantage of the services that you offer and the resources that you provide?
Sure. It's a couple of ways. There are some minority businesses that seek us out and come to us because they've learned about us through reputation or through working with other minority businesses, and they seek us out and ask us to help them to get that penetration with the local corporations. But on the other hand, there are a lot of corporations who will engage us in order to ask us to help them to get aligned with some of the minority businesses in the Chicago area. So we're there to sort of provide vetting minority businesses for corporations and for minority businesses. We're there to help provide pathways for them to get in front of those corporate decision makers. So it sort of, you know, works both ways.
Absolutely. And that's great, because then that makes sure that everyone's included in on the conversation, if you will, and it lessens the margin of error, if you will, for the resources, again, that you're sharing.
Yes.
Outstanding. So the impact, and what I'm hearing from you, Dave, is the impact that you have with these minority businesses that you're helping, leveraging them, providing them with opportunities in the private and public sector is there, and that continues to make the difference for these minority businesses. How else or what additional resources does the MBDA Center provide for them?
Well, we also provide education and training opportunities for minority businesses. We provide networking opportunities as well. As you well know, our annual Chicago Business Opportunity Fair, you know, sans the pandemic, obviously, is one of the larger minority business opportunity fairs in the country. So we generally see minority businesses, not just from the Chicago area, but from all over the country, that come in for opportunities to network with other MBEs, as well as to try to get a foot in the door with some of our local corporate members. The education and training, a lot of our corporate members have education and training opportunities that they like to offer to our MBE businesses. So we help to make those connections as well. We work with other external agencies that have specialties in certain areas, whether it's safety, whether it's insurance and bonding, or any number of facets of doing business. We develop training programs to suit minority businesses as well. So education and training, the networking, those are all strong components of the services that we provide to our MBE members. But yet, at the end of the day, the most important, you know, is going to be that relationship building. It's helping people to sort of get a foot in the door and to make sure that corporations who routinely may have claimed that they can't find minority businesses to do business with, we help to sort of remove that barrier by making sure that minority businesses and corporate decision makers, government decision makers, routinely have opportunities to connect with each other.
Absolutely. So, again, phenomenal resources, phenomenal connections that you're making. How are you able to do this? Can you share with the listening audience, are there certain eligibility requirements for the MBEs to work with you? And then how is this funded?
Well, the MBDA Business Center is funded by the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development Agency. The council was awarded a grant to operate an MBDA Business Center here in Chicago. We also operate a business center in St. Louis, and we also have an export center here in Chicago as well. So all three of these entities are funded by the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development Agency. You know, the focus on the centers really is to, it's a way for the federal government to be a partner with the corporations and with local government agencies in order to create these opportunities for minority businesses. We generally don't charge any type of fees or anything in order to be serviced by the MBDA Business Center. We simply ask that, you know, our clients, as we work with them, that they keep us informed of any successes they may have or any additional resources they may need. But really, you know, it's the support of the government, along with the access to the corporate members of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, is really a very potent combination that really, you know, helps us to lead to very, very successful operations within the Chicago office. The Chicago MBDA office has been an award-winning office for the last 3 years, and we're well on our way to being an award-winning office this year as well. So we've accomplished a lot of really great things in that office thanks to the support of the federal government.
Phenomenal. Outstanding. And thank you for sharing that update and status, if you will. So for our listeners that are interested in reaching out to you and becoming a client with the Chicago MBDA Business Center, how would they do that?
Well, the office of the MBDA Business Center, we're located at 216 West Jackson Boulevard. Certainly welcome visitors. Feel free to call us. Our office number is 312-755-8880. We welcome cold calls. People can stop by if they want to call and make an appointment to come in. We welcome that. Or you can visit us on our website. We're on the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council's website, which is www.chicagomsdc.org. You click on the programs tab, you'll see all about the MBDA Business Centers for Chicago, St. Louis, and you can learn more about our export center, which focuses on opportunities to penetrate markets in Africa.
Outstanding. And any last closing words for our listening audience? Upcoming events, initiatives, things that we can share throughout?
Yeah, we have a number of things on the horizon. Please visit our website. You'll be able to learn more there. More information on that will be coming via social media and our website. So please keep an eye out on that. Of course, our Chicago Business Opportunity Fair will once again be a virtual event taking place in August. So that's another exciting event on the horizon. And it seems like on a daily basis, more and more opportunities for other events present themselves. So please keep in touch with us. Visit our website frequently. There's a lot to learn about the ways that we are helping minority businesses here in the Chicago area.
Outstanding. Dave Thomas, Project Director, MBDA Business Center here in Chicago. And you've been listening to him on the hashtag #BuyDiverse, powered by the Chicago MSDC. Dave, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate it.
Becoming a strategic partner with Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council puts you in front of other corporations like Allstate, United, AT&T, Walgreens, Northern Trust, AbbVie, and McDonald's. Some of our national members include Amazon, Facebook, Coca-Cola, Worldwide Technologies, and others. And now, back to hashtag #BuyDiverse podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Our guest today is Munson Steed, founder of Rolling Out and Steed Media Group. Mr. Steed, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today. What you guys do is so important for the community.
Absolutely. Munson, you, my friend, are a serial entrepreneur. We see this urban lifestyle brand that you are creating with Rolling Out and all the great things that you're doing. Can you talk to the listeners a little bit about what drives you and what's continuing to keep you sustaining today?
Well, you know, it's the very month that Carter G. Woodson started off of the week. It is now a month to illustrate the greatness of Black entrepreneurs for the world to see. And it's the lighthouse spirits of our ancestors of greatness, the importance of us showcasing that we are great businessmen and community leaders. That's what drives me to continue. Those that I've seen before me and just being able to empower my community to create an economy to feed families and know that it's happening because my businesses and doing business with others in my community is growing.
Absolutely. And that's pretty powerful. I think it's very critical for us as entrepreneurs to know historically where we've been so we know exactly where we're going. So I commend you for mentioning that, and Brother Carter G. Woodson for starting this during this month as well. Tell us about Rolling Out and Steve Media Group. You know, I, of course, am a huge proponent of what you have going and receive your outreaches on a daily basis and the great shares that you have with the brand that you've created. But as this thought producer, if you will, how are you showcasing the various things that you're sharing?
You know, it's really, thank you for that question. We are often at Rolling Out excited about the whole idea of pivoting. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to be prepared for the pivot. There are lots of methodologies that our community can look up, whether it's a lean canvas methodology, whether it's a sprint canvas methodology, or it's just a pure sprint methodology of doing business. You have to know that you've got a quick run, you've got a quick time that you need to achieve goals within certain time limits. Some people do quarters, some people are able to forecast for years, but most entrepreneurs and most brands must be able to change and make quick moves. So we started in print, definitely have evolved to both virtual conferences and even the publishing of children's books. So for us, it's a constant pivot. It's always looking at our lean Rolling Out canvas and figuring out how can we best serve our community, where are our business opportunities migrating to, because nothing stays the same. And you've got to constantly reinvent. So as my title says, thought producer, many of us in the business of media are always selling ideas to clients, creating disruptive ideas in the economy, disruptive ideas to bringing them to market. And then for us, highlighting and giving access to information and to those who are doing great things like the Minority Council does in our community to service so that we can be certified and get our share of business. So it's important for all of us to be certified. It's important for us to join associations that elevate us to the next level.
Outstanding.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah, sure thing. And thank you for that feedback. I think you are absolutely right that pivoting, especially right now, is pretty critical for a lot of us as entrepreneurs. And then showcasing what Rolling Out is continuing to do, if you will, regarding that pivoting. Can you also share with the listeners what's unique about Rolling Out and literally everything that you're doing with Steed Media Group?
We're one of the few Black-owned media advertised marketing companies that is in the platform business. So we've created, obviously, our print platform. We have a digital platform. We now have a RIDE platform, which is Rolling Out Innovative Digital Entertainment Conference. We also have our Playful Genius brand, which is all about, if you go to playfulgenius.com, which is all about educating our youth and them being able to see African-American images of themselves, scientific little young girl called Sky, African-American little boy called Atom, A-T-O-M. So he's obviously into space and math. But for us, it's making sure that we are creating a landscape where we are bringing individuals in front of our community on all of our platforms that are great. So for us, being able to showcase African-American CEOs, if you're in a brand shopping and you see a CEO like Beatrice Dixon who runs Honeypot, which is a feminine brand, you will see her at RideCon. You actually get to meet her. You'll have access to what her tools were to grow her success. If you're thinking about any of those individuals that are creating moments in time for us, whether it's the Black introverts in their conversation, when you think about Jerry Bingham, if you think about the health of our community. Rolling Out brought the president of Morehouse Med School, Dr. Rice, which is the first female, to head that, to talk about healthcare disparities, and the importance of all of us taking vaccine and understanding the hesitance that all of us have. So we are both a broadcaster and a coder to our community. We create what we call information media code so that we're there. We work with individuals like you who are the programmers of code, who are actually sharing out, whether it's through podcast or whether it's through movement or organization or individual, whatever the data points are, we hope to create a successful data lake for all people to recognize and actually become a resource. So that's where we are today.
Yeah, that's pretty original and visionary, if you will. So I love that you're able to share that with the listening audience and really on how Steve Media Group has pivoted in providing this now content, if you will, while incorporating technology in what it is that you're doing. I like the what you mentioned, too, about the RIDE platform. I think that's really going to be a game changer, if you will, within the industry for what happens there. Can you share with the listening audience some things that are on the horizon for Steve Media Group outside of those? You know, you're a national brand going international.
Well, I thank you for that. We've stood up Agents and Strategies, which is an entire full service ad agency, event agency, creative agency. We have RIDE Labs, which are labs that allow individuals to bring tech concepts. We will be doing an accelerator in September for those.
And very nice.
I want to encourage all of our community to create more partnerships. The very collaboration theory is something that our community has to embrace. So collaborate, both big and small, young and old. If you're not an early adapter to technology, TikTok, then build your team. And build your team is all about collaboration. It's not what you used to do. It's what you're going to do. That's what matters. Yesterday is pretty much in the digital age. You race every time somebody does that cash. Measurement tools, make sure that you're growing those so that you can evaluate yourself. And if you haven't had the opportunity, Read so that you're doing what I call research versus spin. Most entrepreneurs need to do more researching so that they can test and learn versus burn and learn, which often happens when you start businesses without understanding exactly what it is. So at Rolling Out, we hope that we give you a lot more tests so that you can grow and understand what others are saying when you hear and see and listen. It is important that you do that because you save your resources and you're able to create a methodology of measurement inside your organization before you start spending money on an idea or even a passion.
Outstanding. And some very, very good nuggets of information for those that are interested in starting their own business and taking what I say this entrepreneurial journey, because we know it's not easy. And so, like you said, being able to know exactly what you're doing, what it's going to cost, reading and identifying additional ways for you to perfect your craft, right? What you're doing, all key points in sustaining today.
Definitely. Key points for our community is scale. The scalability of your business is key. How do you help scale yourself and others so that they can know that you're growing, their interaction with you will help you and help themselves, and looking at it so that we are growing the number of individuals that are touched by our own ecosystem. We must all look at ourselves as economies and look at the very economic ecosystem that you're creating with your business. So it's really important that you see and look and make lines to yourself and those that are really your economic partners. The other is just profitable conversation and profitable association. We need to make sure that all the people in your phone, all the people in the Rolodex, and many of the people that you spend time with are profitable for you. And that way you can evaluate the movements that you're making inside your business and out.
Outstanding, yeah. And then you also mentioned how it's important that we collaborate today, that we identify more partnerships. And I think that's pretty critical. So for our listening audience, can you share that are interested in working with Steed Media Group? How can they contact you?
Well, you can always contact us at info@steedmedia.com, or you can catch me on LinkedIn. You can always leave me a message on LinkedIn. I like platforms because it allows me to share and know who you are so that I can point you in the right place. But we really want to encourage our community to test and learn as much as possible, and definitely get our newsletter at rollingout.com. and definitely educate our children and make sure that we are tutoring and nurturing the next generation. So lifting up not only ourselves, but the next generation. So you may not be the person that got a lot, but give what you didn't get is a philosophy of rolling out so that we can break any cycle that you think scarred you, doesn't have to scar the next generation of business leaders and people.
Absolutely. And I appreciate everything that you shared there. You're also an HBCU graduate. We all know this.
Morehouse.
Definitely Morehouse there. And so any final words for our listeners?
No, I just want to thank you. I want to thank everyone in the community. I want our community to be business strong, demand more, know that you're a receipt shareholder. So corporations should be doing business with you. You pay your taxes. Public entities need to be doing business with our community. I want to stress how important it is to be certified, to become a part. I want everyone that's listening to take action and make sure that no matter what you do today, that you take the time to get involved with the Chicago Minority Development Supplier Council. It's a way to not be alone. They also have many programs and tools. So I believe in the economic development individuals like the Chicago Minority Development Council. And of course, that phenomenal CEO, Vince, is doing a wonderful job to make a difference in our community, to pour in. And it's not easy, but it takes true business warriors to make a difference and to create a process and system. You have both. So I admire what you're doing, and I want to thank you for serving our community, because service is so critical to being able to make a change and make a difference in the wealth gap and the equity gap and the intelligence gap that often plagues our community.
That's phenomenal. Real good stuff. You've been listening to Munson Steed, CEO and founder of Steed Media Group, here on Hashtag by Diverse, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN. Brother Steed, phenomenal.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let's keep this going.
Let's collaborate more.
I'm always here.
Let's keep these partnerships going. And I appreciate all the great work that you're doing out here in the community, with your children's books, with everything that you're essentially offering for business diversity within the workplace, too.
Call me when you need me. I'm here. All right. Thank you.
Thanks again, brother.
Peace.
Hi, this is Vince Williams, and you're listening to the Chicago MSDC Minute. Chicago Business Opportunity Fair. In 1968, a chain of events erupted into civil and economic mayhem that shook Chicago at its very core. Rising above the turmoil, a group of corporate and community leaders were determined to cast a spotlight on hope, on seemingly hopeless situations, and created the Chicago Business Opportunity Day. The following year, in 1969, the event was officially renamed CBOF, or Chicago Business Opportunity Fair. Today, the Chicago Business Opportunity Fair is a game changer. It remains as the signature event of Chicago MSDC, a thought leader in minority business since 1968. The 54th annual Chicago Business Opportunity Fair will be held June 23rd to the 24th, 2021. This year's theme is Connecting the Dots, Business SOS, Synergies, Opportunities, Solutions. This two-day virtual conference, hosted by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, is all about opportunities. Chicago MSDC brings opportunities for your minority-owned business by connecting you with other minority businesses, corporations, and government agencies looking to do business with your company. CBOF, which formerly was held at Navy Pier for many years, is our longest running event that is now virtual in light of the pandemic. We're looking forward to this virtual event because it's an opportunity for us to connect even more businesses with our unique virtual format that allows for exhibitor booths, one-on-one meetings, networking, and almost everything you do at a typical conference. Stay tuned for more information about CBOF 54 by visiting our website at www.chicagomsdc.org and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at ChicagoMSDC. You've been listening to Hashtag by Diverse, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. www.chicagomsdc.org.